Phonics Booster Books, number 45. Who's in the Attic? Tamara sat on the edge of her bed, lacing up her sneakers. Suddenly, she heard a strange sound. It was right above her head. Something was dragging along the floor of the attic. She stiffened. What was that? The sound stopped. This old house gives me the creeps, she said. When will I get used to attics and basements? Tamara and her family had just moved from an apartment into a big house. It was 100 years old and had three floors. Their apartment had been one floor. Tamara, come on. You'll be late for the game, her mother yelled. Okay, Mom, I'm coming. Tamara stepped into the hall. She gasped. The attic door was open, and something was fluttering down the stairs. Tamara hid behind the attic door. What was up there? She peeked into the stairwell and saw a sheet of paper. She quickly snatched it and slammed the attic door. Then she ran back into her room. Something was written on the paper. Tamara started reading. Saturday. I am a very happy girl today. Amanda has invited me to go with her to her holiday ball. I just know F will be there. Maybe he will ask me to dance. I can already see us twirling around the dance floor. I do hope Mother and Father say yes. I could shorten my blue silk gown. I could pin my hair up high. Maybe Mother will lend me her emerald brooch. Oh, I will look like a princess. It's all so thrilling. Yours forever, R. Tamara finished reading. Her hands were shaking. This must be a page from a diary, she said. But who wrote it? Today was Saturday, but there was no one in her family named Amanda. She didn't know about any ball. And who wore gowns and brooches these days? These days? That was it. Maybe this diary page wasn't from this Saturday. Maybe it was from a Saturday long ago. This house was 100 years old. Maybe it was written by someone who had lived in it then. That must be it, said Tamara. It was just up in the attic, somewhere, and the wind sent it sailing down. After all, there's no one up there. Or was there? Tamara grabbed her backpack and jacket and raced downstairs. Mom, Tamara asked. Her mother was feeding Keisha, or trying to. The baby grabbed handfuls of mashed banana. She squished them all over her fingers. Yes, dear, Tamara's mother turned to her. Keisha clapped her hands when she saw Tamara. Mashed banana went flying. Mom, have you ever heard anything funny up in the attic? Tamara asked. Now, dear, you know this is an old house. Old houses creak. You'll get used to the odd sounds. Well, are you writing a story about a girl who's invited to a fancy ball? Tamara's mother wiped banana from her cheek. She looked a bit tired. Me? Writing a story? She chuckled. Keisha keeps me running. I'm lucky if I have time to write a shopping list. Tamara's mom wrote books. She made up all the people and things that happened in them. Bookshops sold lots of her books. But you know, I'm thinking about another book, Tamara's mom added. And now that Rosie comes to babysit on three afternoons, maybe I'll get some writing done. Tamara left for the baseball game. It was not a good day for her. A fly ball sailed right over her head. A ground ball fell out of her mitt. Tamara was thinking about the diary page. If her mother didn't write it, then who did? Her father? He was a writer too, but her father was a newspaper writer. He traveled to faraway places. He wrote about the world of today. He did not write about girls in silk gowns going to balls. Tamara walked home slowly. When she came to the front door, she smelled something good. Hi, Rosie called. I'm babysitting. Your mom's out shopping. I made some snacks. Want some? By the way, do you know when Freddy is coming home? Rosie had a crush on Tamara's older brother. "I don't know," Tamara answered. "Good snacks." "Wah! I think Keisha's awake," Rosie said. She was still holding the tray. "I'll go get her," Tamara said. Keisha was in her crib. She had knocked some of her stuffed toys out. "Hello, baby," Tamara said. She stooped to pick up the toys. Then she saw the sheet of paper. It was crumpled up. Part of it was under the crib. Tamara knew what it was before she picked it up. Her knees trembled. She bent down and got the paper. She started to read. "Sunday. My heart is broken. Mother and father say I cannot go to the holiday ball. I begged. I pleaded. I made hundreds of promises, all for nothing. I'm too young, they say. Maybe next year. I'll never get the dance with F. But somebody else will. Oh, sad, sad me." I raced up to the attic. I planned to stay here for the rest of my life. I would have it too if I hadn't hit my head. I forgot about the low beam over the last step. Now I have a terrible lump. I have to go downstairs to get some ice. Sadly yours forever, R. Tamara's jaw dropped. There was a low beam on the stairs leading up to the attic. She had bumped her head on it the one and only time she was up there, and she hadn't been alone. She went up with Freddy when he put a box of his old stuff up there. Even so, she was still scared. Something odd was going on. Where did these diary pages come from? Who left them all around the house? Tamara didn't have any answers to her questions, but she knew someone who might. Tamara picked up Keisha. She took her into the kitchen and handed him over to Rosie. "Oh, I need to ask you something," Rosie said. "Can it wait, please, Tamara?" answered. "I have to make a phone call." She ran to the phone and punched the numbers. "Hello, Dad," she said. "Hi," Tamara's father answered. "Dad," Tamara said, "you're still a news writer, aren't you? Still working for the Daily Globe?" "Let's see," her father said into the phone. "This morning I said hello to my boss. I sat at my desk, and you called me here." "Yes, Tamara, I do indeed still work for the Daily Globe." "Why do you ask?" her father asked. "I found a part of a story," said Tamara. She told her father all about the sounds in the attic and the sheets of paper. "Hmm, that is strange," her father said. "Why don't you make a list of suspects? We can look at it when I get home," he said. Her father said goodbye and hung up. Tamara started making her list. "Well, a baby can't write," Tamara said. She crossed Keisha's name right away. "Mom and Dad don't know anything about this." She crossed off their names, too. That left only one name, Freddy. It had to be Freddy. He knew how scared she had been in the attic. Now he wanted to tease her. "I need proof," Tamara said. Tamara ran upstairs to Freddy's room. She peeked in. Nobody there. She tiptoed in and looked around. The CD player was on. Tamara started across the room to turn it off. She hit the wrong button. Music blared. "Freddy, is that you?" Rosie called from downstairs. "It's just me," Tamara called. "Oh," Rosie said. "When you come down, I need to ask you something." Tamara turned the CD player off. She stopped in her tracks. There it was, on top of a stack of CDs. Saturday. Oh, unlucky day. I've shut myself in my room. Tonight is the holiday ball. And here I am, all alone, with a big lump on my head. My sister Keisha, brother Bill, says I look so funny. I should join the circus. Maybe I will. Yours forever, R. Reading my mail, Tamara? Freddy had snuck up behind her. Tamara was so startled, he crushed the paper in her hand. Oh, no, I just was turning your CD off, she said. Did I scare you? He asked. Well, you sure tried, Tamara said angrily. What do you mean? Freddy asked. I mean this, said Tamara. She shoved the crumpled paper at Freddy. You tried to make me think someone was up in the attic writing this. Someone from the past. See, you even used Keisha's name at first. That would be a little hard for me to do, Freddy laughed. He held up his right hand. It was in a cast. He had badly sprained two fingers playing football, and Freddy wrote this with his right hand. Well, somebody was up in the attic, Tamara said. Somebody was, came a voice from the doorway. Rosie came into the room. Those pages, they're the same as the ones I found, Tamara shouted. I know, Rosie said. I've been looking for them. That's what I wanted to ask you about. I wrote those diary pages. It was my homework. We had to write a story. It had to be set in the past. I thought I would be more inspired if I wrote it in an old house. Your mom said I could use the old desk in the attic. I must have dropped a few pages while I was babysitting. And Freddie had said I could use the CD player. I forgot to turn it off. And I forgot the page in here, too. So, that was you scraping across the attic floor? Tamara said. And yours forever R stands for Rosie. So F must be... Rosie blushed. Let's go downstairs and have some more snacks, she said.